willing to cover up and protect this seemingly sinister...
All right, we're back. Again. All right, guys. Let's dive into it. I'm going to give you a little taste of kind of what we're going to be talking about here.
The properties of our dark secrets. I'd say so. Human beings wear a lot of masks daily because they possess qualities that may be considered as both socially unacceptable and morally unethical. Qualities that the social norms and the laws of civilization will claim to be unfit and dangerous to the serenity of societal living.
We'll have some questions and answers later here. Go on here.
But sees that these powerful people also possess but refuse to admit to make them appear pure and righteous to not jeopardize their own reputation. But behind closed doors and the comforting walls of their own home, they release those dark qualities without hesitancy, as nobody is watching them speak about or perform their most wicked and disturbing conducts. We are always told to embrace and showcase the virtuous and upright qualities of our psyche, like the ability to love and empathize, and to reject and repress our malicious and ill-natured qualities from ever surfacing and wreaking havoc towards the circumstances around us. Because the world told us that they should not exist, and yet what we resist will always persist. No matter the masks that we wear in public, there will always be times where we both subtly and inadvertently reveal our dark side qualities because they are and will always be a part of us.
I mean, that's truth, you know? I mean, the dark side of us will always be with us, you know, until we die. Some of us tend to act on it more than others. And we'll go over some of the things, you know, some of the things maybe. And once again, this is going to be hard for a lot of people to grasp or understand or come to a realization or even, you know, especially because it's a lot about realizing stuff about yourself, which when it comes to that, a lot of people, that's not something anybody's really, a lot of people aren't interested in facing some of their darker thoughts that they have. Meaning, you know, a lot of people realize, you know, when you're sitting in line and, you know, there's a bunch of people and it's just like, oh, there's crying babies and you're just like, dude, I swear to fucking God, I feel like fucking just mowing everybody down. You know, just thoughts that you say that in society and people are going to be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So, very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff.
Violence, greed, lust, deception, vengeance, narcissism. These dark and sinister qualities are one with us, and they have both close and selfish relations to one another. The Mr. Hyde to our Dr. Jekyll. We all possess the capability and capacity to perform these selfish, hostile deeds.
So, those are six of some of the more common deeds, and we're all capable, whether you want to believe this or not, we are all capable of performing these types of things. Excuse me. That was fucking rude. We'll be back in just a second. Yeah.